Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Order up the numbers game.
Time for us to order up.
Order up, order
this
up.
This week, we continue our numbers game as we order up the greatest number 10s of all time. From 5 to 1, what do you got, D?
All right, so.
This is my first one.
All right. My first number 10 is Walt Frazier, Mr. Cool. Hall of Fame, 75th anniversary team, take a drink. Seven-time All-Star, two-time NBA champion, New York Knick, and legendary dresser, Clyde the Glide Walt Frazier. Love it. Okay, number four, I'm going with Larry Chipper Jones. One of, I think, three or four players to be drafted number one overall and actually make the Hall of Fame. He's a Hall of Famer, MVP, 1995 World Series, eight-time All-Star, two-time Silver Slugger, and Met killer. Chipper Jones, I've got it, number four. Number three is a recent favorite for me. He just became one of my favorite players, and that's Eli Manning. Eli Manning, two-time Super Bowl MVP, two-time Super Bowl champ, and both of those games he beat the Golden Boy. Made one of the best two of the best passes in Super Bowl history, and he's better than his brother. I don't care what anybody says. He's not in the Hall of Fame yet, but he'll get in there. Eli Manning, I have at number three. Number two, I'm going your route, Z. I'm going with soccer. And number two, I'm actually going to go with Pele. Pele, three-time World Cup champion. Called Mr. Soccer, right? Or King of Soccer, you know? He's like, you know, when you think of soccer, you think of Pele. And then my number one... Number 10, the Lion. It's Lionel Messi. Yes, I have him over Pele just because of, you know, he's more recent. He's doing all this stuff right now. The list goes on and on. He's a World Cup champion, four-time Champions League champion, 12-time. It's just ridiculous. He's nine-time La Liga best player, eight-time Balloon, four-time NBA... FIFA Men's Player of the Year. It's Lionel Messi. What do you got?
All good choices.
All 5'7" of him.
Oh, I neglected to put Inter Miami on the alleged superstar list for getting bounced. I forgot about that. Thank you.
Blowed out.
Well, welcome to Thunderdome, bitch. honorable mentions: DeSean Jackson, Santonio Holmes, Tyreek Hill, Maradona. Sure. So, no Maradona, yep, no hand of God on this list. Phil Rizzuto, right. Rusty Staub, Ron Francis, Fran Tarkenton, Eli Manning, and Walt Frazier. So, they just narrowly missed the cut. Eli in particular, I had him on, but I found a couple that I think just rose above. And I'm going to start with Guy LaFleur. Hall of Famer, 5-time Stanley Cup winner, 6-time All-Star, 3-time Ross Trophy, 3-time Lester Pearson, Conn Smythe, 1976-77 season, 2-time Hart Trophy winner, NHL 100th anniversary, NBA 75th anniversary, take a drink, 560 career goals, 793 career assists, a plus 446. Yeah, Guy LaFleur was really freaking good. Number four. I gotta go Steve Nash. So, Steve Nash wore 10. And what can you say about Steve Nash? He has an 8-time All-Star. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's a 7-time All-NBA team, a 2-time NBA MVP, and an 18-year career longevity. It looks good on you. Steve Nash, number four. Number three. I gotta go with your boy Chipper. I got your guy on here. Now, Chipper Jones, what more can you say? Met Killer named his daughter Shay. Just a troll. Just to troll the Mets.
That's great. It's
like my favorite ballpark to hit it. That's why I named her Shay. God damn it. This is not a Freddie Freeman situation where like he's a likable guy, so you can kind of like I can't stand Chipper Jones. I respect the hell out of him. You know, I respect him. 1-time MVP, Hall of Famer, 8-time All-Star, 1995 World Series ring, 2-time Silver Slugger, won a batting title, one of the best switch hitters you'll ever see. Played third base, played left field. Excellent. Excellent. Tons of superlatives for Chipper Jones. Number two. We're in the same sport. Is it Messi? Is it Pelé? I gotta go with Messi too. 8-time Ballon d'Or, 4-time best FIFA player, 9-time La Liga best player, 2-time UEFA best player, 12-time domestic league champion, 4-time Champions League champion, and the 2022 World Cup champion. Yes, indeed. The superlatives are there. And as far as I'm concerned, Messi over Ronaldo 10 times out of 10. He distributes the ball, he can score. He is more of a complete player. And he exerts more leadership when he's on the pitch. But there would be no Messi if there was no Pelé. That's why Pelé is number one for me. He walked so Messi could run. But he established himself enough, and he was excellent in his own right. 73 South American football of the year, 3-time World Cup champion, 2-time FIFA World Cup All-Star team, 1970 FIFA World Cup Golden Ball, 1958 FIFA World Cup Silver Ball. An absolute legend. And actually, Gil from Fuck Cloud's Godfather. So that's pretty kind of crazy that they have, there's a family relationship with Gil and that. So it hits home. But Pelé brought that first wave of what soccer could be in the States. So he brought that pizzazz, he brought that energy, he brought that skill. And then he tried with the New York Cosmos to try and bring it to America. Ultimately, in the moment, he wasn't successful, right? But now you see what MLS has become. You see what soccer as a sport has become. And in the long run, you can see what Pelé was able to do to grow the game globally, to grow the game in America. And he laid the groundwork so that Messi and Ronaldo and everybody can do their thing. There will never be another Pelé. And if you got a chance to see him, then you know how special he was when you watched. Those are our lists. What are yours? Hit us up at faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a line at X at faderoutedNZ. And let us know who you got for your top 5 tens. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.